So let's talk about infection control. First of all, just kind of give us an overview of what you want to share with the community in terms of infection control in upstate New York hospitals.
Sure. Well, I want to point out that infection control and reducing hospital-acquired infections in particular is not a new problem. We have been working on this as a health plan since 2005, and certainly hospitals have been working on this for many, many years. Unfortunately, there is no silver bullet in curing infections, so there's a variety of programs, initiatives, interventions that hospitals have continued to work on over time, and our health plan has also become more engaged as well in helping support hospitals in reducing hospital-acquired infections. And so we have a variety of programs and initiatives that we've had in place to address this critical issue.
Yeah, let's go into more detail about how you were able to lower these rates. Can you tell us?
Sure. So we have programs such as our Hospital Performance Incentive Program that actually links hospital reimbursements to improvements in health outcomes, one of that being reduced hospital-acquired infections. So we have hospitals across the Thruway that are engaged in this program, and most recently in 2012, we had 54 New York hospitals earning $26 million in quality improvement incentive payments from the health plan. So we feel this is one key program that has helped hospitals focus in clinical outcomes, patient safety, inclusive of infections, patient satisfaction, and improved efficiency. We also have a hospital quality improvement program, and this basically provides hospitals with added reimbursement to cover some of the costs related to our programs, specifically to reduce hospital-acquired infections. One of the programs includes a partnership with Cardinal Health MedMind Services, and basically this is a program that includes electronic tools to continually analyze a hospital's population for infection. The goal being, of course, to target and prevent those infections from occurring. So in our programs, we've either seen a decline in almost every type of infection that we've measured, or hospitals have been below the expected number of surgical complications, such as infections. I'll also comment that we have great work going on with several Rochester hospitals as it relates to a patient safety collaborative. That, too, is specifically focused on reducing C. diff infections, and so that's another effort that has been in place, as well as reducing central line infections over the last several years.
You mentioned that this isn't a new issue. What were the challenges before that kind of hindered your ability to get here to this point that you're at now?
Yeah, so the challenges have really kind of remained the same, I'll say, that, you know, initially and over the years, we've seen real challenges in basic infection control practices. We all know those universal precautions that should be put in place to reduce infection. However, we also see real challenges with basic problems like hand hygiene, for instance, and getting everyone to wash their hands consistently. And something as simple as that is a little daunting for sure. But again, you know, with all that's going on in a hospital setting, and that recognizing that improvement takes time, you just can't flip a switch and expect to make an impact right away. Those are some things that all contribute to, you know, the environment and working with hospitals to reduce infection.
And how does it hinder care and treatment?
Yeah, so, you know, clearly infections result in, you know, issues with patient care, in particular, potentially unnecessary pain, you know, suffering. Certainly, you can die from infections. I don't know that any one of us have ever experienced an issue where we've had a loved one who has experienced an infection while in the hospital. Often, a huge surprise to a patient and their family that such a thing could develop while they're there. So clearly, there are significant quality of life issues that occur when an infection exists, not to mention several thousands of dollars that are then incurred by the community, the hospital, as it relates to treating that infection. So it's absolutely a problem that I think if we were to make some more reductions in, we would see fewer infections, fewer deaths, as well as significant savings.